In an interview with VOA, Kenya's defense ministry spokesman Bogita Ongiri dismissed the small arms survey report as speculation. The document, which contains satellite images allegedly showing Soviet tanks at the Southern Sudan military headquarters, claims the vehicles were the same tanks that arrived in Kenya in 2008. The Swiss team that authored the report says the photos are credible proof the Kenyan government has helped South Sudan obtain weapons in violation of a peace deal backed by the United States. The defense spokesman has told VOA there is no evidence to back the claims, and the tanks are still in the hands of the Kenyan military.
We had clearly indicated that those were our tanks, and they are. Don't know where they are getting those things.
The Soviet tanks first arrived at the Kenyan port of Mombasa amid a blaze of publicity in 2008 aboard the MV Fina cargo ship. The Ukrainian-owned vessel had recently been released by pirates after it was hijacked off the coast of neighbouring Somalia. Media attention on the ship's military cargo had led to increasing speculation it had originally been headed for South Sudan. The small arms survey says the tanks were part of three shipments secretly under contract to the Southern Sudan government that were delivered to Kenya's Ministry of Defense. The tanks were taken to barracks outside Nairobi, where the government said they would be used by the Kenyan military. Since March last year, eyewitness reports and photographic evidence have placed the vehicles elsewhere. In October last year, Kenyan police arrested the seafarer's assistant chief, Andrew Mwangura, after he claimed the MV Fina was originally destined for southern Sudan. The United States has warned that illicit weapons shipments are fueling insecurity and heightening tensions in South Sudan before a referendum that could result in the region's independence from Khartoum. Kenya enjoys close military ties with the region, and between August and September last year, the Kenyan army sent about 300 military experts to Juba to train soldiers who had once served as fighters in the guerrilla force, the SPLA. Analysts are warning that North and South Sudan are entering into an arms race and are building up a heavy store of weapons. Experts are worried the 2005 peace agreement could be under threat of breaking down. A lapse in the ceasefire would mean a return to a war that has already killed an estimated 2 million Sudanese people. Mike Sunderland for VOA News, Nairobi.